Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's a great day to be alive this Thursday at Summerfest. It is Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Bruss alongside my co-hosts. Kyle Walls, our Packer backer. Say something, Kyle.
Oh, we're at Summerfest. Uh-oh, I think I'm hot, but I love being at Summerfest.
If we're all hot, yeah. These things were, by the way, turned all the way up, and I turned them down. So how's this trophy? How do we sound now?
No, I mean...
You're in good shape. I think we're cooking with gas now.
Okay. Cooking with gas at Summerfest. That's Kyle Wallace.
Wait a minute. When I said I'm hot, I mean I'm hot. Like, dang, he hot. He a handsome man. Not hot on the voice.
Okay, then.
Brad Nordman in his $8,000 sunglasses, looking like Tom Cruise in Top Gun. How are you doing, Brad?
I'm doing good. New pair.
Yeah.
They're not new, but they're new from last week. I thought I might as well change up a little bit.
I like those better.
Same brand.
I love them. I love them all. I like chains and different things, and you like
I'm a sunglass guy. I will put some money towards sunglasses.
So I pride myself on not losing things. I don't lose my phone, my wallet, or my keys. But when it comes to sunglasses, I can't buy expensive ones because every time that I do, disappears.
Oh, that's painful. What's the most expensive one that you've lost?
Disappeared.
I'm not going
to. To pull a Brad Nordman, I love going to those type of events, like a golf outing. Used to be Andy North and Friends.
Yes.
They had Maui Jims you could pick out.
Ah.
And when I lost my Maui Jims, I was heartbroken.
I thought you got robbed of those and you smashed them.
Those were different ones.
Yeah. Oh. No, those were not robbed. Your car was broken into and those were not taken. As an indictment on those sunglasses.
That's right. Yeah. They were so bad that when they stole my food, my nicotine, but they left the sunglasses because they were like, they put them on. They probably looked in the mirror in my car, and they're probably like, uh-uh.
Said, I can't do anything.
I'm going to let this idiot who left his car unlocked look stupid in those sunglasses.
Now, are sunglasses like brand? Because I don't buy brand sunglasses because I buy the cheap ones because I think they look just as good as the branded ones.
And that's what I'm learning too, by the way.
So do branded sunglasses, is that a flex? Like a watch is a flex, a car is a flex, a chain is a flex, and you know all the things I do. But
Kyle, you and I can find the same pairs of sunglasses that look like those that may not be even close to the price.
Yeah, maybe a tenth of the price you could find this for. But yeah, there's something about it, even though I know if there is one area, maybe we've found this out in my life now, that if there's one area where I'm able to maybe stretch a little bit, flex a little bit, where I want to put some money, I think it's sunglasses. I legitimately have three or four pairs of sunglasses.
Don't let us do the math, because then we're going to start thinking about how much those sunglasses add up and how you still don't have blinds in your household. It's
fair.
Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. 800-990-3776 is the number to get into the show. You can see our beautiful beautiful faces live at this beautiful Summerfest day on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Strofe, Alex Strofe. Running the show back at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call That's All Studios. How are you, Strofe?
Benny, I'm good. I just have a thought that I think I am the same exact size measurables as the Bucks' first-round pick, A.J. Johnson. I think him and I have very similar measurables. We got a text from Kyle Wallace last night that just said, the Bucks drafted the black Alex Strofe.
Yeah, and remember, more athletic.
More athletic.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget that.
That was the most important part.
I forgot that part.
Critical.
Yeah, that's the most important part. But yes, we definitely drafted a string bean.
So speaking of the Milwaukee Bucks, yesterday night was day one of the NBA draft. The Bucks picked 23rd. And here's even, like, you know how when the Green Bay Packers announced Ed Policy was going to be succeeding Mark Murphy in July of next year. We had all these Ed Policy facts. Now, the bad part is, when I type in A.J. Johnson on Google, he's not the first A.J. Johnson that comes up. He's not the second. I don't even think he's the third. I got an American basketball player and former coach. I have a American actress and choreographer, A.J. Johnson.
Oh, wow.
She's the first one that pops up. So that tells you a little bit about who the Bucks drafted last night. He's anywhere from 6'4 to 6'7. No one knows his true height. He was sitting in the stands. He got his name called, went on the stage, and rumors were that he's 167 pounds.
Rumors, that's what was listed yesterday, 167 pounds.
Him in those pants that he was wearing, it looked like he was just trying to bulk up those legs because those were baggy as can be. Those were like 1990s pants.
So yesterday, Brad Nortman gave an opinion on what he thinks the Milwaukee Bucks should do, and it was along the lines of, do you... you know, take a little bit of a risk going for someone who could play right away, but maybe doesn't have that long NBA potential that you want because, you know, you got a championship win with Giannis. Or do you go for somebody that could be a higher upside guy? Brad, were you right?
Guys, I was right, but I was a little too right after I see this pick because I made the argument that I want a guy that's high ceiling. If he's not able to produce right away and contribute to this championship caliber team, that's okay. You need to start thinking about life for Giannis after these old dudes lose. But when I had that in mind, I was like thinking like a 6'9 athlete who like all the measurables are there. The dude's an athletic specimen. He can dunk.
He's 167. He's got some measurables.
That's something. That's some kind of measurable. Where the raw talent and measurables are there, you just got to refine them a little bit. That's who I had in mind. Not this guy who's 6'4, 167, 164, whatever it is. Thinking about a black strophe on the NBA court, I'm not sure what the bright future. I don't know what the future is for this guy in the Milwaukee Bucks. So I am shaking my head. I think I was a little too right in going for a unknown commodity. Guys, he played in the Australian Professional League. Dude hardly played and averaged 2.7
a game. Do you want to know something when I saw this? The NBL, the Australian Basketball League. So, I played at the University of Wisconsin for 4 years. I loved every second of it.
Cool.
Played senior year in the Final Four at Jerry World, where the Dallas Cowboys play in front of 80,000 people. Cool.
Cool.
You have the cool button ready a lot here.
Cool.
Then I had the invite to go play with the Milwaukee Bucks in Summer League in Vegas.
Cool.
So, I'm flying, you know, awesome, private. I got first class. Then went with the Bucks
cool.
in Vegas, and then I signed to go play in Lithuania professionally. This one's
cool.
not that cool. And what I realized was, if I was going to play basketball again overseas, I wanted to go to the NBL because in Australia, the summers are the inverse of ours. So I'd be home for the summer, and then when I would go play basketball overseas/in Australia, I would then, be playing in summer.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to do it right. Now, stats weren't good enough to get in the NBL, whatever. But it's not like it was a pipe dream for me to go to the NBL. It just is such a – John Horst is just – it's getting hard to support the NBA draft. When the NBA draft comes for the Milwaukee Bucks – don't even turn it on. Just read the reaction because you're not going to get that excited. You're actually just going to end up more frustrated.
And this is exactly why Ben and I tried to tell you yesterday we want to try to get an impact guy because we understand the level extremes that John Horst goes to. John Horst is either drafting somebody that he thinks is going to contribute right away or ends up not contributing, a guy that had a big college showing like a Dante DiVincenzo, or he's going to be swinging for the fences trying to get somebody that may eventually – playing out like a Marjon Beauchamp who played in the G League. And so for me, yesterday was basically as I expected. I expected it to be something either a player that was going to be an older guy or it's going to be some super young guy that has to be developed. And it was on your side, and it was more development than you actually needed. But
way
this
more.
Is what John Horst does. He said he swings big. And, yeah, he continues to swing big, and he continues to miss as well, whether it's Marjon who he's missed on, whether it's Jordan Ward, who he ended up trading, whether it's Dante DiVincenzo, who did not end up finding his footing here in Milwaukee.
You don't even need to read those names.
No, I need to read the names because all these dudes they're not on the team except for Marjon Beauchamp.
Who's barely on the team.
Who barely played.
It's hard to determine the direction of the Bucks because the Bucks trade away all these draft picks. They like get rid of them for any veteran to go super old to try to win a championship. They flame out. And then you go with this, not just a guy who I was trying to say, like, high ceiling, but maybe can't produce right away, a completely unknown commodity without any knowledge of is he ever going to be able to contribute. I'm trying to figure out what direction the Bucks are going in. Are we trying to win now, or are you trying to take flyers on guys in hopes that it works out? I'm just really confused on what their direction is.
If you take out Giannis, the Bucks might be one of the worst teams at drafting in the NBA over the last
forget
years.
Drafting. And if you take out Giannis, if you take out Giannis, you can just see what is put around Giannis in terms of what you're surrounding him with to ultimately win a championship with one of the best players in the NBA, whether that's through draft, whether that's through free agency, whether that's through trades.
But the draft,
you don't need to be confused, Brad. They're going the wrong way.
The draft is so imperative because that is how you're able to get guys that have no choice unless you're Bronny James. Get guys that have no choice that can't dictate their future where they're going. When you draft them, you have control of them for a certain amount of years. Free agency, people have to elect to come to your organization. And the Milwaukee Bucks have failed. And this is why we're in the situation, the predicament that we are right now, that we don't know what this team is going to look like the summer of 2025.
Well, and let's be honest, even with the Giannis draft pick, because I agree, outside of that draft pick, they might be the worst drafting team in the last 15 years. Even Giannis was completely unknown.
That was John Hammond, for the record.
True. Yeah. That's very true. But even that, he developed out of sheer luck.
And that was before half the NBA draft was European players.
That's correct.
800-990-3776. Kyle Bruston-Ortman live from Summerfest. I want to take a quick break here because A.J. Johnson was the draft pick, but A.J. Johnson isn't the story to me today. The story is about what John Horst's direction is, and if I'm Giannis Antetokounmpo and I'm in Greece, or I don't know where he is. I know he's playing for the Greece national team. They played the Bahamas today.
The Bahamas.
If I'm Giannis, I am feeling really, really, really uncertain about my future with the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's just honest, cold, hard truth. And I will tell you exactly why I feel that way. And you can tell me if I'm wrong or stupid next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
I'm about being young, wild, and free.
No, you're not.
You're
not young, wild, and free.
Yeah,
I am young, wild, and free. Every time I ask you to do something,
I check with a girlfriend.
Wait, why are you taking why are you going personal? Why are you going to talk about business?
I could still be free with a lady.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Face up against you, hell up
against you, hell. Relive the greatest postseason run in Milwaukee Bucks history, the glory days. With the Bucks in Six podcast, Bucks in Six presents a special series commemorating the Bucks title run back in 2021, from the thrilling seven-game series against the Brooklyn Nets to the 50-piece from Giannis in the finals. Immerse yourself in the sounds of each playoff round. Bucks in Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now on Bucks.com/plus, P-L-U-S, the Bucks app, or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's Bucks in Six.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman live from Summerfest. It's a beautiful day. Stop on by. See everything going on around here. Strophy, you will make your return for the marathon of day 4 of 9 at Summerfest after the show. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All righty. Well, make sure you get a henna tattoo or get a souvenir because we are expecting that. And we're expecting a gift from Shroff.
A gift?
Yeah, souvenirs.
Yeah.
Well, I've got my Summerfest sweatshirt on today if you look at the video stream.
Well, you know how, like, parents, when parents go on a trip and they got kids, they bring them back souvenirs?
Yeah.
You're doing that for us, Shroff.
You're not my kid, Brad.
Oh, but we're family, are we not?
I would argue you and I are closer to family than anybody else on this show, yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'll take that. That's true. Definitely not Kyle. I thought I might be closer to that.
What is based off of what? I mean, I don't want to be your family, but I'm trying to figure out how you guys are even having a family.
You just said
I mean,
it. You
on,
just
a,
said
on a holiday, on a holiday, Strofe drove back from Milwaukee and stopped at Brad's estate and watched the Packer game.
Yeah, that's not family. That's what friends.
That's how family. That's how family starts to grow.
Yeah, yeah. You implement it.
Have you been back?
Not yet.
Oh, you've been. How long have you been in Milwaukee for?
He's too busy in the honeymoon phase of a relationship.
Yeah.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. We are the KBN Kyle Bruston-Ortman of the show. You, KBN Nation, can get into the show, 800-990-3776. Yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks drafted 23rd with A.J. Johnson. If you don't know him, Not surprised because nobody really did. But what I do know is how I would feel if I was Giannis Antetokounmpo. Because this is a guy who is trying to thread an interesting needle, in my opinion. After Coach Budenholzer was moved on from by the Milwaukee Bucks, it all signs pointed to more input by Giannis. And that led to Adrian Griffin. Adrian Griffin was 30-13 when the Bucks let him go. They bring Doc Rivers in midway through the season, and it was kind of a disaster. A second year in a row with a first-round exit. The Milwaukee Bucks are not a true title contender. They are just not. They are not a true title contender. The idea that you're going to go back into next season right now with the way it's constructed, there's no way an old Brook is going to be able to have an impact for this team. We saw what old age has done to Dame and Chris and even Giannis from a staying healthy standpoint. If those are your main three guys, you haven't been able to see them on the court at the same time. Plus, everyone else is replaceable, and they continue to get older. There is no creativity. There is no ramping of the roster. And part of this is because Giannis has a little bit of Aaron Rodgers with him in having a protection of his best friends. Yes, I see Giannis and Brooke Lopez going on the merry-go-round at Disneyland out in L.A. Yes, I know that they all go to Greece together. There are roster spots that feel like are taken up because of Giannis. And so, look, that's the honest truth. And I will say that Giannis either needs to step all the way away from personnel decisions, but also when he does that, I don't trust the damn guy right now making those decisions, because Brook Lopez on an expiring contract needs to be off this team. He needs to be traded for somebody on an expiring contract where you can just get anything in terms of a young asset. Anything. Pat Connaughton, I understand that he has great relationships within the organization, but great relationships only matter to a certain point. Production on the floor matters to fans, and he has not been the same since he was great in the NBA Finals in 2021. And so the way I look at this is I'm seeing Boston win. I'm seeing a young core. I'm seeing Derek White and Drew Holiday that they signed after they got him from the Bucks, and then Brown and Tatum all locked in together after winning a championship that is young and ascending, while the Bucks are going the completely other direction. They are not a title contender, and it makes me sad because they're wasting one of the greatest talents in Milwaukee Bucks history, the best in Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Send that clip, that send it to Vanessa.
Send it to him. Send it to him.
Take out the last part, but send everything else.
Yeah, I mean, Ben, you are definitely onto something. It's ironic that
800-990-3776. Tell me if I'm wrong.
It's ironic that, you know, Giannis is making all these decisions, at least allegedly making all these decisions, with keeping his friends on the roster, input in coaching decisions, all of which have turned out to be disasters of sorts. We haven't seen any fruit of it on the court. And what's going to happen is this team is going to age out, likely not win the championship next year, and this whole thing is going to get dismantled. And Giannis isn't going to want to be around for any rebuild. Why would Giannis want to be the only guy on there that's an all-star level guy? And then with a bunch of young dudes, he's going to want out, and he's going to want out of the franchise that he helped build. He cultivated, he made this bed, and he's going to want out of
it. And the sad part is, it's happening in front of our eyes.
Yeah. So first I want to discuss this, is the Milwaukee Bucks are a championship contender, and I'll tell you why they are a championship contender, because they have players such as a Damian Lillard, they have a Giannis, a Chris Middleton that proved to you
saying names means nothing after you got knocked out of the first round the last 2 years.
So what you failed to mention in your comment that you made is, yes, they got knocked out in the first round 2 years in a row, but the Boston Celtics won the finals, you think because they're best team or because they were the team that was able to stay healthy and they were a good team?
They were the best team, and they swept in the NBA Finals.
From start to finish, they were the best team.
Best team in the NBA.
Now, if they lost Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown for the entire playoffs, do you think that they would have still won the title this year?
Here's the thing. The likelihood of younger guys getting hurt versus aging guys getting hurt is a little bit different, and it's happened two years in a row. You have to put that in terms of your calculations in there.
But to sit here and say the Bucks are a championship contender with a guy that you said is not only one of the greatest players in Bucks history, but a top 75
Can't do it alone.
Top 75 player of all time, on top of another top 75 player of all
time.
Who's
aging out?
The Bucks have time to win a championship. When I say time, they have a calendar year.
A
calendar year to get it done. But what I do agree with you is this, is that this should be the last time that we see this rendition of the Milwaukee Bucks as they are. We should not see a Brook Lopez after next year. We should, heck, he may not be back next year in general. We should not see Dame Lillard back next year. We should try to move on from Chris Middleton. But the draft pick yesterday was for 2026 and beyond. But the Bucks need to figure out what they're going to do for 2024, and I think they have some pieces. They need to pick up other guys, but Giannis needs to understand that this is the last year that the buddy's going to be around because there's going to be new buddies that come in.
Kyle Brusted-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin, 800-990-3776. If you want to get into the show, this team is not a title contender, and we are watching the downfall of wasting Giannis' prime as he is a Milwaukee Buck and loves this city and loves this state, and it's just infuriating.
So the description that you just gave, Kyle, of the future of the Milwaukee Bucks, no Dame, no Chris, no Brooke.
Yep.
Why would Giannis want to be a part of a team without that and full of a bunch of young, undeveloped guys?
And so this is where the trust in John Horst will be figured out whether or not
– Trust!
Or whether or not Giannis – it's not about whether I trust John Horst. It's about whether or not Giannis trusts John Horst and Giannis trusts this organization. Does he trust the organization to sell him a dream? Because this is all a part of the bigger plan and the dream that they're trying to sell Giannis. What they are selling Giannis is that you see Marjan in practice, he's going to eventually bust. He's going to be good. You see Chris Livingston in practice, who they tried to hype up yesterday. They tried to hype up yesterday that Chris Livingston was playing very
well.
Get
that out of my face. He's not going to help them win a championship.
But this Chris Livingston ain't about a championship. AJ Johnson ain't
everything
about a championship.
Everything you say, Kyle, should be about a championship.
That's what I believe. But what I'm saying is what they are selling to Giannis is that there are guys on this roster that are going to be your running mates coming up in a couple years. That is what they're selling.
But Giannis can
he should
be able to see them on the practice court and say this dude can play or he can't play. Giannis should know who's capable. And
Giannis does not run based off what his eyes see on the court on talent. Giannis runs off of loyalty, and that is the exact reason why I believe that the Bucks do have a chance to keep Giannis beyond. When
this
they
is why I
to
love
Chris.
Kyle
well,
Brad.
No, he runs off loyalty, but we'll see how loyal he is to the organization and to John Horst and where his level of trust is. I'm telling y'all, yesterday was not about 2024. Yesterday was about 26 and beyond. And selling Giannis on, this kid can be explosive. He's versatile. He can be your guard. He can be your new Chris Middleton. He can be the guy that can help you win championships once you are in your 30s with the Milwaukee Bucks. That's what that pick was.
They're staying stale and they're getting older and they have done nothing to fix anything. It's like a different version of running it back. Yeah, great. Wonderful. I know you said that with a little jest, and I can't wait to see if he's even playing by the end of his rookie contract. Because he's going to have to put on 20 pounds each year to find his way on the floor.
Yeah. I will say this.
He's thrown around.
How much I do not trust John Horst because he has not done anything as a general manager when it comes to drafting to even make us believe we should trust him as a general manager. I do believe this. I am optimistic.
Of course you are.
I think this kid that they drafted could actually be somebody that's special.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. I'm fired up, man. Like, and I don't know why it was yesterday. I'm sorry, Strophy. You said, do we have a phone call? Okay, let's go to Sean Tosa. We'll go to Sean Tosa. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me on. And I know this is blasphemy, and nobody wants to say it out loud, but I feel like we're at the point where you have to ask, is Giannis fragile, which would be bad, or is Giannis Eurosoft, which would be way worse?
Oh, wow. Interesting. I have to kind of dissect that for a second, because when you say Eurosoft, are you talking about how Luka is only – like, no, yeah, that's the one thing I can't say about Giannis.
Yeah.
Giannis will be, like, hurt and like play through. He bent his knee an entire way the wrong direction, somehow structurally stayed okay to have Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton get him across the Eastern Conference Finals to get Giannis come back and then put up a 50-burger in the finals.
While recovering from COVID.
Go ahead,
three
Sean.
Years
I actually
ago,
like
guys.
Your input.
He's a younger player 3 years ago. He's a different player now.
I think Giannis plays a brand of
basketball. And thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you. I think Giannis plays a brand of basketball that is conducive to getting injured and doesn't age well. Like, I think that Giannis from age 25 to 30 is going to be a much different, more explosive, more powerful player than Giannis 31 to 35. He's just going to get more injured. The way he plays basketball is so physical, so aggressive, it's going to give you more injuries, and it's not going to age well. Usually, if you're 35 and you're still a superstar, it's because you are smooth, you are clean, and you are a shooter. I wouldn't call that anything with Giannis, and it's no disrespect to him. He's incredibly dominant, but Giannis at age 34, he's not going to be a superstar.
There's no way. Big guys don't last like that. The reason why Brook Lopez at 36, 37 is able to last in this league right now is because Brook Lopez is Splash Mountain. He's Splash Mountain.
He changed his entire way he played basketball.
He took three threes in the first 10 years of his career.
But that is impressive. Giannis has continued to try to work on that shooting, and we've seen it basically stay stagnant in the low 30s of three-point percentage and inconsistent mid-range shooting. But we know what he is. Like, he is a dominant force when healthy, and the key word now is when healthy. 800-990-3776. We'll continue to hear from UKB and Nation, but right now is a great time to talk about Carbless, Brad, because I'm all worked up.
Oh, it is a great time. Carbless, it'll relax you. It'll make this just an enjoyable moment for you, Ben, because we're here at a music festival. It gets me feeling all the feels of summer. The sun is out. I hear live music in the background. That feels like a great time to grab a Carbless. Carbless, there's a flavor and an occasion for everyone, especially for Wisconsin in the summertime. Let's talk about the fruit flavors. I mean, I'm loving the cranberry flavor right now. It's my go-to fruit flavor. It's absolutely delicious on a warm summer day like today. But the margarita four-pack, if you have not tried the margarita four-pack, you have to try it. The raspberry margarita in the margarita four-pack, it's something where I didn't know I loved it until I tasted it. I didn't know I needed a raspberry margarita until I tasted it. Absolutely delicious, but doesn't stop there, guys. I want that beach body. I want that summer body. I'm dedicated to it. Carbless allows me to do it and have these drinks, these handcrafted cocktails, absolutely guilt-free. No carbs, no sugar, only 100 calories per can, less carbonation leading to less bloat. Carbless is everything I'm looking for. It really does. If you have not discovered why Liss is more, now is the time. Summer in Wisconsin, Carbless. It's a match made in heaven. Well, no matter what you're doing, grab yourself a Carbless. You won't be let down. Find it online and at retailers near you.
Quickly, we go to Diana in Maguanago. Diana, welcome into Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Kyle, I love you, but for the first time, I actually agree with Ben about the Milwaukee.
Oh, wow.
They need to, Giannis has a little bit too much say in who is, and you're right, he is very loyal, but him being so loyal, some of our older players is going to hurt the Milwaukee Bucks.
Diana, thank you for the call. Diana. Loyalty to a fault can be a thing. We'll continue to talk with UKB Nation, plus hear from our guy, Alex Stroff, who will be at Summerfest for his marathon continuing of going all 9 days. Becoming Relevant with Alex Stroff is always good. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He saw it as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had a. You
preach
think
it.
You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Now is the time. Now is the time for what? Now is the time to download the Underdog Fantasy Sports app. Whip out your phone, go to your app, and download the Underdog Fantasy Sports app. There's so many great things that you can do on the Underdog Fantasy Sports app. And what I love the most about it, it enhances your game watching experience, and you can win up to 100 times. Yes, 100 times your money. And here's how it works. You pick between 2 to 5 players from at least 2 different teams. You select higher or lower on those player stats, and if your picks hit, you can win big time money. So again, go to the easy use mobile app or go to underdogfantasy.com and sign up using promo code KBN. That is promo code KBN, and they will give you a mystery special pick to use on your first pick-up entry and a deposit offer. It's amazing. And go to KBN or use promo code KBN when you are playing the Underdog Fantasy Sports app. Remember, must be 18 plus and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
We're live from beautiful Summerfest. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin, UKBN Nation, with a voice always at 800-990-3776 or watching us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee or at ESPN Madison. I don't know why I said it's always good. I might have lied to the audience,
Becoming
but if it kept you here.
Alex Strofe is always good.
Mm. Damn, let's go to Becoming Relevant. Becoming Relevant with Alex Strofe is always good.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh,
it's
no.
Time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Now.
I'm keeping that forever, man.
I think you're going to put it as a part of the open.
I think I am, too. That's a great idea, Benny. Nicely done. Yeah, fellas. So we saw it last night in the NBA draft, the international takeover, each of the first two picks from France, a ton in the top 10. But also, I just think everybody's better than the United States at sports now. After in the U-20 football something or other, Japan smoked the United States 41-20 in football. That's our sport. We lost by 3 touchdowns to Japan. Are we screwed?
Are we putting out
wait,
more context here?
No,
I can't imagine.
Was this the UFL scrubs?
They was out there mossing us.
No, they're not.
They said, konnichiwa.
They're not. Hey, they're not playing against Bama recruits. I can guarantee you that. The Japan U-20 isn't playing like the high school All-Americans. Are they? Can't be.
Well, listen, this is America. We should not be losing to Japan or anybody else when it comes to the game of football that we absolutely love. Not only should we be losing, should not be losing, we shouldn't be losing by 20 points. 20 points to Japan in
football. Shouldn't even know how to score 41 points.
I'll give you every other sport, tennis, basketball, soccer, whatever. I get it. International, you go for it. But football, that is the holy grail of sports in America.
Who are these scrubs?
There's no chance
I mean, we should ever allow that to happen. Their starting safety is Matt Young from Neenah High School in Neenah, Wisconsin.
Wow.
We got a Wisconsin in this roster.
Point proven.
And is he like?
Oh, Nina's solid. I don't know on that, Brad. Let me continue to look.
Keyword solid. He's not Xavier McKinney or I'm blanking on everyone who everyone wanted. You get my.
He plays at Minnesota State Mankato.
If Tyreek Hill was on that team. They wouldn't be. They would have four Japanese players running after him. They still wouldn't catch him.
Starting safety is the safety at Minnesota State Mankato. That tells me everything I need to know.
I'm gonna keep it 100.
No offense.
I promise you this right now. The top teams in Division III would absolutely destroy Japan in football.
UW Whitewater
would destroy.
Yeah.
Destroy.
Mountain Union Whitewater would hammer them. It would be the mercy rule.
I don't think you're giving Japan enough credit here.
They were losing 20-0.
When did you become Japanese?
Who's Japan's major
big
weapon?
Boys out there.
What, they got some sumo guys out there?
I guess they probably have good trenches.
Yeah.
26-0.
Games are one of the trenches, fellas.
Japan was up 26-0. Oh, these guys, listen, these scrubs. Can you imagine you were in that game?
Hey, there's Kyle Wallace missing a tackle.
Could you imagine being on the field and looking around like, dang, we really getting dub right now by Japan.
Japan.
Y'all letting the whole country down. They're going to be talking about y'all. And look, now everybody talking about how we lost. Boy.
Yeah, wow. Not good.
It's embarrassing.
Not good. No. Hey, Brad, congratulations. You were the answer to the Pro Football Reference Trivia Grid today. A square featuring the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Carolina Panthers. Only 0.9% of users use the answer Brad Nortman. So congratulations on being the answer to a trivia question, buddy. How's that make you feel?
It makes me feel good. I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised that 0.9% got that right.
Me too.
That's a lot.
That's
a lot of people to get that right.
And that's
right.
No offense. And usually there's a no offense that's offensive. This one's actually not offensive at all.
To get a punter that has played with the Carolina Panthers and the Jacksonville Jaguars, that is a very, very, very niche part of the NFL. Am I the only player that's played for the Panthers and the Jaguars?
Absolutely not. No,
absolutely not.
How did they know punter, maybe.
But like, so how did they know it was like me? As the trivia question.
Because they must follow the special teams.
There are multiple answers, but you try to get the most obscure one, and you are very obscure.
Okay. Oh, got it. Good for those 0.9% then.
Yeah, good for them. They know their football. They know their special teams. They know their Panthers and Jags. I applaud you. I wish we could get like that group of people, create a little like little Brad Norman army.
Yeah, sounds a Brad Norman cult.
Brad, I'm 54 players have played for both the Jaguars and the Panthers. Laviska Shenault, an active wide receiver that has played for both.
Do you think Brad's the most obscure of those 54?
I bet Joseph Charlton is a punter from South Carolina who played 1 year in the league and has played for both.
I don't know who that is.
That doesn't count. You have to actually get a accredited season at each of them.
That's not.
Don't take your specialist
out of there. I know who that is.
Matthew Wright.
Take him out.
Matthew Wright, who is the current kicker of the Panthers, played for the Jaguars back in 2021. Another specialist.
What a fraternity.
Yeah,
what a fraternity.
Right.
You're cooler than
Jacksonville.
All of them.
It's the 94 expansion push, baby.
Yeah, I don't know if he's cooler than them. I don't know them. I guess you're cooler to me. Oh,
I'm
okay.
Cooler.
All right, I think
DJ Chark is probably the best player that's played for both.
Ah, that's a good pull. That's a good pull. Brad Norman and DJ Chark.
Good pull. He's got the list in front of him.
I do have the list in front of me. It's not a good pull. Shaquille Griffin has played for both.
Oh,
is that the guy with one arm?
I think he has one hand.
Yeah, he's got the arm, no hand.
Yeah.
I think he's got the arm. Yeah, he's got
same
the
telling
arm.
You, even given all those 0.9%, that's impressive.
We played.
I thought it'd be less.
In my freshman year of college, we played Manhattan, which is a Division I school somehow, in a Thanksgiving tournament in Orlando. They had a guy with one arm, and he was he was kicking our butts.
Which arm?
He didn't have a left.
I would have said.
So we said, make him go left. Make him go left.
And he was still effective?
Still getting buckets.
Timeout. Wait a minute. Did Bo call a timeout? What did Bo say during the timeout? What did he say?
I can't repeat on air what he said about the one-armed guy.
I know.
You're letting. And then you fill in the blanks.
Ben, do you think you are the best answer to a trivia question on the panel? Who hit the shot against Michigan? Because you were the answer to a trivia question on Barstool last week.
Well, I was a trivia question on Rain Man yesterday on the Homer Hour. It was, did Ben Bruss get drafted? The answer to that question is no. And then, where did Ben Bruss sign his professional contract out of college? Homer came in to tell me that he said, I was like, yeah, Lithuania. He goes, what? I thought it was Russia.
Yeah, Russia.
No, it was Lithuania. So I'm glad in Rain Man, I have to follow up with Homer to see if he's coming here. I'll find out if somebody got it right on Rain Man. Listen to Homer on the Homer Hour 5 to 6 on 94.5 ESPN.
What do you guys think of the NBA draft? I feel like it's not as big of a spectacle as the NFL draft, despite the big jumbotron that features all the picks. I think I'm over the NBA draft.
I think the idea that like even the international aspect is coming into it, like there's so much buildup about the guys that we see in college football. Like, we become accustomed to some of these names. We also, like, I don't know, the NFL is just bigger than the NBA. That's the truth. And so it's hard when you're like, then they draft a guy I've never heard of, and then we have to hear a breakdown of a guy we never heard of, and everyone sounds great. Like, you just don't know. Like, it's not fun because there's no true fan connection, in my opinion, with a lot of these players.
I mean, that's beautifully said. These guys that are drafted in the NFL, they're known names, they're known commodities. You've been watching them for probably several years in college
football.
Because
they have to play 2 years.
Yep, exactly. So when you get guys that are international, and like the guy we got, he was out of Australia. There's so many guys that are just completely unknown. You have no idea who they are. And let's be honest, there are so many first-round draft picks in the NFL, they're going to make an immediate impact on their team next year. These guys in the first round in the NBA, they're likely not going to make an impact for 2 or 3 years. So there's just less relevance with the guy that get drafted.
No pun intended in becoming relevant.
Well, this is what we're missing here, is that the NFL draft is supposed to be a spectacle. It's supposed to be entertainment. And unfortunately with the NBA draft, you're not tuning in to see a Mel Kiper. You're not tuning in to see anybody that is a big-time personality on the NBA draft, unlike the NFL draft where you're actually looking to hear the analysis or the analyst from, you know, how intelligent they are and what they have to say about the current NBA player. And so I think they're missing the entertainment portion of it with the personalities on top of not having the guys. The National Player of the Year is never the first overall pick. So like you guys said, you don't know who that is. But they need to do a better job of marketing the NBA draft and not have it on a Wednesday night.
That's been becoming real. Oh, whoa.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select the quarterback from the Japan U-20 team.
Hey! good troll, Strofe. Good troll. And it's time to get our callers for over-under. Caller 6, caller 9. Here's how the game works. Kyle, myself, and Brad, we team up. We get 10 guesses to get as many right answers as possible. Alex Strofe has a category and an over-under. Caller 6, you have a choice to believe in us and go over or fade us and go under on whatever line Strofe sets. So, the winner will win. Someone's going to walk away with a $50 gift card. I believe it's Cousins, if I'm not mistaken, which we've had some Cousins subs here. We've had some Major Goolsby's here. Everything's been amazing. But $50 gift card coming your way in over under. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Caller 6, caller 9 for over under. Coming up next on Kyle Bruston-Dortmund across ESPN Wisconsin, live from Summerfest.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Dortmund, KBN.
Kyle, thank you for all that baby talk there and parenting talk. I'll take some of those tips.
I was getting ready for it.
Taking some of those tips. those tips and storing them away. I do like nips as well. But Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Legend in radio history is fixing our camera. His name is Steve Wexler, being the grandfather of the year, I believe, at Summerfest. We're Kyle Bruston-Dortmund live from Summerfest, 800-990-37.
There's no child in there. You said grandfather of the year. There's no child. You lost a child.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
I believe that I'm hoping. I don't know what's going on there. I'm going to leave that one alone, actually. We are Kyle Bruston-Dortmund live from Summerfest. It's time to give away $50 worth of gift cards, or just one $50 gift card, to the winner of Over Under, which is right now.
Will the guys hit the over, or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle Bruston-Dortmund.
Here's how Over Under works. Caller 6, you got a category from Alex Strofe. You got a chance to pick over or under. Caller 9, you were stuck on the other side. Ben Brust, myself, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norman. We team up, get 10 guesses to get as many right answers as possible. We're going to do our best to get all 10. Strofe, what is the category and what is the over under?
All right, fellas, first off, our contestants today, Mike in Milwaukee was caller 6. He believes in you guys. He's got the over today. Chainsaw Scott in Mequon was caller 9.
Wow. Okay.
And he was disappointed he was stuck on the under. So everybody
hopefully doesn't use a chainsaw against us.
Everybody believes in you today, but Scott, Chainsaw Scott, is stuck on the under.
What a name.
That's what I said. He was full of personality. Love Scott. Rooting for everybody involved, especially Scott, though, because he has the under. Today's category, in the spirit of drafts, I am looking for the last 10 first-round draft picks by the Green Bay Packers. The Packers' last 10 first-round picks. I feel like I set a low line because you guys keep complaining about them. The over-under is set at 7.5. Your time starts right now.
I feel like we did. Didn't we do this?
We did this.
Yeah,
so if it's Strofe's fault. So if we don't get this, we suck.
Yeah.
Agreed.
The first-round pick of the 2024 NFL draft is
Jordan
Morgan.
Very good. Jordan Morgan, final answer.
We got
Lucas Van Ness, final answer.
It's Van Ness. I almost counted that wrong, but I'm going to give it to you.
We're going to go Devontae Wyatt, final answer.
2022.
We're going to go with Quay Walker, final answer.
Also 2022.
Eric Stokes,
final answer.
Good job. Jair Alexander.
Jordan Love, final answer.
Oh, I skipped the year.
Rashawn Gary.
Jair Alexander, final answer.
Well, I'm getting smelled.
Rashawn Gary, final answer.
You guys just won. Congrats.
We just won. Darnell Savage, final answer.
I was going to go 9.5. I felt like that was too mean.
And number 10 on the list.
Are you thinking? Yes.
Oh, okay. So you actually
This is like 2016?
No.
Oh, no.
2019.
Oh, 2019?
It was Kenny Clark.
No.
Kenny Clark, final answer.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Clean sweep for Kyle Bruston-Nortman in over under all 10 today.
Bring out the brooms. That's why they wanted to be on the over.
Yeah.
It was easy.
Oh, my gosh.
For the record,
Kenny Clark was 2016 number 10 on this list.
Yeah, I got the 19 thing wrong, but I remembered when we did this segment and Kenny Clark was on the list and we didn't guess
was
him.
Was I
so,
here when you did this?
No, Chris Larson did this. This was probably December,
like,
maybe.
No, November? I would even say like a month or two before Alex Strome.
Oh,
it was that soon,
huh?
Yeah, we did it probably in April. You know why?
Yeah, the NFL draft.
Yeah, I thought we did in April.
Powerful.
So what made you go NFL draft and not NBA draft?
Because I figured if I went last 10 Bucks picks, you would have it in front of you. Or you had been looking at
it today? Well, Kyle did read off all the names in the first segment.
I did, but it doesn't mean I'm going to remember.
So yeah, I have a hard time.
I was
going to
go Bucks, but also the thing with the Bucks is sometimes they technically drafted a guy but traded him the same night. So it was a lot of work.
I mean, that's some real Alex Strofe. I'm ready for Summerfest at 5 o'clock energy right there.
That's 11 for 11, Ben. Nice job.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Thank you. Kyle Bruston-Nortman live from Summerfest. Hang out with you, KBN Nation, 800-990-3776. The NBA draft round 2 kicks off at 3 o'clock today. The Bucks pick 3rd, so stay alert. Bronny James to the Bucks? Huh? Question mark? Hold him hostage? Use him as trade value to help the Giannis and the Bucks get a little better? Believe it or not, I don't hate it, because just about anything to bring talent in with Bronny as trade value is something I am for. More Kyle Bruston-Nortman in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.